Lakewood Park to be to the borough, Waynesboro. Without his vision of the success, without his input, my question, I guess, would be, would the borough have accepted Renfrew Museum and Park as a gift from the donor? And I think I could very honestly say they probably would not have. And the other person that I think was a major contributor because of his knowledge of antiques was Dr. Lehman Guyton. He was on the original board along with William Bowers, who was the person that repaired most of Mrs. Nicodemus's artifacts in the last 20 years of her life. And all of these people being very knowledgeable, but I think the biggest contributing factor would have been from the borough manager, Richard Miller, and through his leadership, guidance, direction, and his great desire to have Renfrew as part of the borough. He would have been the single most important person, I think, at that time.
Aside from finances, due to the great decline in return on investments, what would you identify as the greatest problems facing Renfrew?
Well, I think that, as I see, the greatest problem with Renfrew, which could be very simply resolved, I feel, is the differences of the two boards, the Renfrew Museum and Park Board, and Borough Council. The unwillingness of Town Council to allow or to meet with the Renfrew Board and discuss the ins and outs of those differences. And I guess for the Town Council to be very honest of, have they really come to their wits' ends? Do they want to continue to be the owners of Renfrew Museum and Park? I know that's a strong statement, but I can't help but think that in seeing this sudden decline of togetherness, more of a negative kind of attitude towards everything that Renfrew Museum and Park Board tries to do, never used to be words said, unkind words, or said in somewhat of anger. It was always, well, let's see if we can't work this out. Now it seems to be irritating to both Renfrew Museum and Park Board, as well as Town Council. And I think that's probably one of the greatest problems facing Renfrew's future. And I would hope that the trustees would come in and try to be the entity in between to bring these differences together, hear them, work them out, that we could go back to being two boards that could work together. And I say we, I'm now retired, but I still feel very much a part of the what's going to happen down the road. So I feel that that's the biggest problem, and I don't think it's a problem that can't be resolved. I think it can be resolved if we work at it as adults and with not necessarily agreeing with everything, but not to become disagreeable in trying to resolve it. Yep.
When someone assumes your park responsibilities and comes to you for your insight into the job, what would you tell him or her? What, given the financial problems, can a successor be expected to accomplish?
Well, I think one of the things that I guess I'd go back again and say, one of the things that I'd be more than willing to do, and can still say that, even though I'm retired, I would be more than willing to work with that person to go through the routine of the daily chores that need to be done on a daily basis. The walk through and showing them what needs to be done, especially in the morning, the proper time to open, which is 6:30 a.m., and I think that's an excellent hour even in the wintertime, even when there's snow on the ground, even when it's raining. I think the continuity of that is very important. The walkthrough to show the important functions of the museum, as simple as it might seem, where the water can be shut off, what do you do if there's an emergency, who do you call for those different type of emergencies, especially the security system, the plumbing, the electrical, what switch turns off what faucet turns off or what shut off turns off what part of the water system. How do you treat any given problem with the heat plant, the air conditioning, the heat pumps, and all of those things that need to be tended on a regular basis. And the financial problems, I think one of the things that they need to look at is to find someone that has a lot of versatility. For instance, the maintenance, the minor maintenance of equipment, the minor maintenance of in the electrical end of it, to have some knowledge of what to do if there is an emergency. And basically, I look at that as in the equipment line, your small equipment, your mowers, your little motors. Learn or find someone that has some knowledge of that. Not necessarily the expert, because you need someone that has the ability to do a major plumbing job or a major electrical job when needed. But I think from the standpoint of trying to work with the finances that we have, and as our income is down and doesn't look like that's going to improve over the next couple of years, we need to continue to try to do as much as we can on our own with employees that we have. And over the past couple of years, I think we've done more and more of that, especially when it comes to maintenance. We've tried to use mulch. We use a lot of mulch. And what I've done in the past is get all these people that trim trees to dump their mulch on piles that we leave ferment, turn it into mulch, and we use that. We don't buy mulch. We use all of those things that doesn't cost us any money at all, just a phone call to get people to come and dump their mulch and let it age and then use it as mulch around our flowers and our shrubs. And I would hope that, you know, that we continue to look at the trustees to generate as much income as we can and work through these lean times until there is better times ahead.
If the trustees were to establish a Hall of Fame to honor those persons who contributed most to Renfrew, you would undoubtedly be named. Who would you nominate and why?
Well, there's several people that I would nominate, and I talked about the borough manager prior to this, but I suppose that I would nominate Richard A. Miller to be put into that Hall of Fame because of his input and his expertise and his leadership, which led us all into where we are now. And that can never be forgotten. So I think he would be the first person that I would nominate. And are we going to name more than one?
If you'd like to.
Well, Richard Miller being on that top list. And I think the other person, although in sort of an indirect way originally, but still gave Mrs. Nicodemus the help that she needed to establish what she wanted in her will, and that would have been Leroy Maxwell. And all of those people that was on the original board, although most of us didn't have much knowledge of what was really being asked of us, we all stuck together and Chester Adams would be another, would be in there, as well as Dr. Guyton and William Bowers. And they would be the persons that I would nominate in that order.
Looking over Renfrew in the broad sense, for example, the museum, farmstead, etc., do you see any opportunities the trustees or the curator have missed? Do you see any which have proved a burden rather than a success?
I think that it's like any other organization. I'm sure there are things that we have missed and could have maybe helped us through some of the rough times, but I actually can't see any or point out any one thing that might have been that kept it from being a success. Some of the things that we missed early on, I think that the selection, if I was to single out one thing that I think held the museum back, it would have been the selection of the right curator. That didn't happen for almost 10 years of the initial beginning of the museum. I think that although that has since been resolved, that's one of the things that comes from lack of knowledge or whatever reason you might want to give. Until we found the right person for this job as curator, then I feel that would be the one thing that I feel was kept the museum from being a success earlier in its history. And I think the past 10 years we've overcome a lot of those things by having the proper curator. But most things, I think, although we might look back and say, well, it was a burden, I think sometimes those burdens make you more aware of what reality is all about, and you strive towards that success. So I think that the initial selection of curators was not proper, but I think that is behind us now, and things, I think, are on the right track.
This is a tough one, but it seems likely that one day the question of the Nicodemus items in storage will arise, and the trustees consider selling off those items they believe do not fit the current Renfrew mission. They are unlikely ever to be displayed. Do you support or oppose the trustees selling these items, and why?
Well, I suppose that I oppose the selling of these items, for the very reason that I stated the time when they did talk about selling those items. And I guess I look at knowing Mrs. Nicodemus as well as I think I knew her. I think when she gave her house, her artifacts, and then she and her sister supported the museum with her monies and set up an endowment, it was with the thought that they would accept everything that was in her collection, short of the modern kitchen appliances and utensils that she had. Short of that, I think they have an obligation to keep all of those things. Instead of selling those artifacts just to raise money to buy something that would be more fitting, doesn't appear to me to be an important issue. And again, I state that because I think money could be used to put things in the museum that would be probably fitting. But I would like to see those items that probably won't be displayed at Renfrew, but could be given to other museums to display, in turn do a sort of a trade off and lend things to other museums, as we have done in the past, and in turn borrow things from other museum that's more fitting to the museum as it is today. I think the selling of it, once it's sold, it's gone forever. Yes, maybe it'll never be displayed there, but I still don't think that's a reason to sell it. And I guess I stick with that very closely, because knowing Mrs. Nicodemus as well as I knew her, if she said, I give my home, my collection, to the borough of Waynesboro, to be enjoyed by the people of Waynesboro, I feel that is not only a wish, that is sort of a mandate. And so I would be very opposed to ever selling off any of these items. And for the reason I stated, to lend them to other museums, borrow from other museums, trade off, fine, but never to sell.
If you could speak to Mrs. Nicodemus today, what would you tell her about her property?
Well, I think if I could talk to Mrs. Nicodemus today, it might be, wait a minute. If I was to speak to Mrs. Nicodemus today, I guess I would have to say, looking back, not thinking about the past couple weeks, to go back to the way I think things have happened and the way I look at the farm today, I would have to say that I think everything, with the exception of a few, has been done according to her wishes and desires. I think the constant growth and the change that's being made in the park aspect alone would be very pleasing to Mrs. Nicodemus. And one of the things I'd like to emphasize that I think would be very pleasing to her is the establishment of the memorial trees in Memorial Lane, out the driveway, up past the cemetery, over towards Summit View School. And the historic tree site in the piece of land between my house and the Sollenberger property. I think Mrs. Nicodemus would be very pleased with that kind of progress. As she said 20-some years ago, I want the park to be established slowly but deliberately. And I think from that standpoint, Mrs. Nicodemus would be well pleased about the park area. And I think for most part, the museum, with the exception of maybe some of the things that takes place, I think she would say, well done. And I really sincerely believe that, because knowing her love and her caring and her feelings of older things, and try to maintain that property as it was when she came there as a small girl, to go fishing with her father and swimming in the East Branch of the Antietam, I think she would look at it, and I think she would say her dream has really come true.
Now that you're retired, Ed, what are you going to do with all your free time that you're going to have?
Well, I don't know how much free time I'm going to have. I think what I'm going to have to do is just to take free time for Ed Miller. It's less than 2 weeks since I retired, and I haven't really had any time to really think much about what I'm going to do for Ed Miller. I've been asked already to serve on several boards, and have been asked to get into the political arena, which I don't want to do at this point in time. What I really want to do in the first year of my retirement is to take time to do what I said I wanted to do for the past 4 or 5 years. I want to write a book about the Nicodemus family. I want to relate to have it recorded of how Renfrew became a reality, what all went into that, and I want to tell a little biography of the Nicodemus family and my relationship with them over the past almost 50 years, longer with Mr. Nicodemus than with Mrs. Nicodemus, but to sit down, record, not write, no good at writing, but I want to record all of these things that I have in my brain before it's lost. But I do want to start that relatively soon, but I need to find a place to do that, and I'm looking into that now, and to take several weeks and begin my book.